Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about running the race. You know, it's so important to realize that there is preparation needed for running any single race or any race within this world. When we begin to understand this and we see that we need preparation, we will be mentally, emotionally, and physically prepared for whatever awaits us. Life is not straightforward. Life will bring you emotions. It will bring you a mentality that will sometimes strain you when things don't work out. But at the end of the day, it is so important that we get to a place where we can finish our race. And how do we do that? We do that by understanding and knowing who we are. In fact, not only understanding who we are, but understanding who God is. Because when we understand who God is on the inside of us, suddenly things become easy. There are moments in life where you will not feel like you have been a success. There are moments in life where you will not feel like you are overcoming or you are making a difference. The thing that we need to understand and realize is that God always makes a way where there seems to be no way. Running the race is not without, it's not without challenge. It's not without speed bumps. It's not without dead ends. It is not without limitations. It is not with all the other things that you find in life. But the one who is mentally strong will understand that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. And how do you become mentally strong? You become mentally strong by understanding who is on your side. God is on your side. God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. But all you need to do is to know that you need to invite God into your situation. There are many moments, and there will be many moments in the future, where you are not always going to know what to do. You have started a race, and suddenly you get to a place where you need to slow down, and it doesn't make sense why you need to slow down. Or suddenly you get to a place where you need to push things out of the way so that you can continue. Or you'll get to a certain place where you were so confident that this is the route that you need to take. And when you get there, you find that it's a dead end. And you feel like you need to start again. These are the lessons of life. These are the things that life will bring up against us. And it is important that you are not broken down. It is important that you don't give up. It is important that you are not that person that says, I will not be able to do this, and you give up in the middle of the race. There are many videos that are on the internet and on social media that are inspiring videos of how people have started races. They fall, they get up, and they try again. In many instances, people who have fallen down would get up and they would still win. You see, winning is not about being in first place all the time. Winning is about tenacity. Winning is about getting up. Winning is not about giving up. And when you have that mentality, anything in life will work towards your favor. And I'm here to encourage you and to tell you today that yes, the race may seem long. And yes, you may be in a place where you don't really understand, but why have I fallen so much? Why does it seem every time I try and I want to run the race and I get up, then I fall again? Why does that happen? The true question and the real question is, are you built to get up over and over and over again? Because it is a lie when people try to tell you that it shouldn't happen or things just need to happen automatically, immediately, instantly. No. Life is never just going to happen. Life is never just going to be in a place where everything just falls into place. Everything is a fight. Everything works for the good of those who trust in God, but it works when your muscle works. And for us to become successful, our muscle needs to work. Our character muscle needs to work. And so I want to say to you this day that it is so important that you find yourself in a place where you continuously fight and don't give up on the race. You know, the Bible says that you have finished the race, you have run it well. And oftentimes people will say, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have run the race, you have finished the race, you have finished strong. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that the person did not have obstacles. That does not mean that the person did not go through trials and tribulations. That does not mean that the person was never disheartened. That means that it doesn't matter what came against them. They continued to run. They continued to get up. They continued to encourage themselves in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself and he never gave up. It's not that it wasn't difficult for David. It was difficult. But at the end of the day, it is up to you to stand strong and to become what God needs you to be. And only when you stand up and you are strong will you become what God has called you to be. God is strong and God in all of his wisdom will take you to a place where you need to become what he has called you to be. It is the grace of God that will lead you to the perfection and the finishing of his work. It is the wisdom of God that will lead you to a place where you need to become what he has called you to be. Because God will lead you into all truth and he will lead you into the guidance of his Spirit. And so this day I encourage you and I speak life over you that the Spirit of God is with you and the Spirit of God will continue to lead you and the Spirit of God will continue to guide you in all of his ways. It is God who leads you into all truth. It is God who leads you into places where you need to become strong. So do not give up on the race, but stand strong even when you fall. As I pray for you today, Father, lead them into all strength and let them finish the race. Let them stand strong and may the Spirit of God continuously be with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will be back next week again. This is Changing Perspectives, where his perspective is the only perspective that matters.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.